When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Christina Pascucci is a reporter for KTLA-TV in California, in Los Angeles. Christina, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you today?
Good morning. Great to be with you, John.
Why are they recalling, or at least voting to recall, Governor Newsom?
You know, Californians on both sides of the aisle have been extremely frustrated the past year and a half during this pandemic, to say the least. We had some of the most stringent lockdowns in the country here. Many businesses, including restaurants, shut down. Homelessness has spiraled out of control. It's the worst it's been in decades. And then there's this issue a lot of voters have with hypocrisy of our current leadership, including that infamous photo of the governor at French Laundry enjoying a fancy maskless dinner with friends as he told Californians to stay home. However, the argument right now from most Democrats is that even if they're not entirely satisfied with the governor's performance, electing a Republican would have huge implications for our state. For example, he could appoint a Republican senator like Dianne Feinstein. Should she step down? She's getting older. That could shift the entire dynamic of Washington.
Is it most likely that if he gets recalled that a Republican would have the next most votes?
Yes, that's what it's looking like right now. Well, the way it works, voters have two questions on the ballot. It's pretty simple. If they want to recall him, yes or no. And then who do they want to fill his spot? And if the math behind it is if 50% plus one vote goes toward the recall, then the opposing candidate with the most votes wins. And right now, that leading that is Republican conservative radio host Larry Elder.
What do you know about him? Give me the 411 on that guy.
Well, he's made a lot of the same arguments that we've heard, some of the ones I just listed out. He's blamed Newsom for the homelessness situation, for the increase in some crime on our streets, and just his complete lack of following the rules that he tries to impose on Californians. And then to double up on that, just yesterday, he came forward with former actress and activist Rose McGowan, who is pointing the finger at Governor Newsom's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom. She's now at the center of this new controversy pushed by Elder's campaign, and McGowan's claiming that the first partner called her from a lawyer's office in the days before McGowan went public with the Harvey Weinstein story, and that the first partner said, quote, "What can we do to make you happy?" So insinuating that the first partner is not pro-woman like she usually says she is.
California's as blue as Illinois, and you have what some people nationally say is kind of a star governor there. So everything you said notwithstanding, it's a little surprising to me that Californians would throw out Governor Newsom, especially in light of who might win, Elder.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people echo that sentiment, especially because there's going to be a gubernatorial race next year. So many see this as a massive waste of money because, you know, just in a couple months following this recall effort, there would be an election anyhow. And it doesn't look like it'll be successful in the end. The latest polls are showing that Governor Newsom should defeat this recall. There was a UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll released a couple days ago, and it said as of now, 60% of California voters oppose the recall. Just 38% are in favor of it, but Democrats do not want to take those numbers for granted, so they're going to keep rallying. And President Biden making his way actually to Long Beach tonight to rally alongside Governor Newsom.
Polling has duped Democrats before, speaking of presidents.
Yes.
And I guess that's it. Would Republicans be more motivated to vote? I mean, is that the concern?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But, you know, you hear different stories on both sides. A lot of Democrats are kind of portraying this as a Republican-backed recall by people who are supporters of Trump, and they say they're just trying to make some noise more than anything. I don't think they're overall that concerned about it at this point in the game.
So this is a statement more than it is a, I'll say, serious attempt to get Governor Newsom out of office.
Exactly. I mean, there was a little while there where the polls were showing the numbers closer than was comfortable for a lot of Democrats. But now, you know, there's a double-digit lead in the polls. So while you made the point, polls can be deceiving, but they're a little bit less worried than they were, say, weeks ago.
Christina Piscucci reports for KTLA-TV. Nice to talk to you, Christina. Maybe we'll visit again. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.